Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. Really, that's the best way to start. And if you get informed, you have the right information, you can pretty much blow the head up of any liberal that's sitting across from you trying to have a conversation with you. And seriously, people, when don't just spew. We were just talking about this a little while ago in the last hour with Brad Dacus. You know, you guys think you have the real information. You think you know what the rules are. You think you know what the laws are. Please know them first. Some of you are screaming about this, the quote-unquote satanic club that are popping up on campuses across the country in high schools. Well, listen, they're doing this to you Christian folks. It's like, you know, when you were a kid, your mommy's fat, you know, just to get you all mad and crazy. They don't believe in Satan, number one. Number two is when you go into the class and you pay attention, it's not a class either. It's a club that's after school. It's not required. So strengthen your kids to ignore it, not go near it. But the reality is that once you get in a class, it has nothing to do with Satan. Remember, they call themselves free thinkers. They believe in science, and science drives everything for them. Science is their God. So what they're talking to you about, what they're putting forward, if you would, or everything they're putting forward, only has to do with the God of science. If they can't prove it scientifically, or if they can't call it out scientifically, then it can't be true. Doesn't matter what that God you believe in says. How can a man walk on water? You guys are crazy. That doesn't happen. And that's what those classes are about. So don't go to, like we're seeing happen all over the place, don't go to the school board and start screaming, our country was built on Judeo-Christian principles and there's no reason why we should have to say, look, even if they were in there screaming, Hail Satan, every 30 seconds, do you believe in freedom of speech or don't you? You know, I jokingly say you should be a purist. Freedom of speech, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whether you agree with it or not, you cannot have it both ways. So again, ignore them. If you don't give them fuel for their fire, it's going to burn itself out. It's really that simple. Got a difference of opinion? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being, you know, part of the conversation. So we'll talk more about this in the next segment. But, you know, after First Republic Bank was seized and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase, now we got more concerns mounting over the state of our economy. You know, and Vice President Mike Pence today, he slammed the Biden administration's economic policies. He argued that the rampant spending and bailouts have created an economic condition for bank failures. Look, it used to be the reason you went to a regional slash local bank was because it was your community bank. That's what they were called, too, community banks. Yo, Mary and Joe wants to start a pizza joint. You got a house. You've lived in the community 20 years. You go to the bank. You give them a pseudo-business plan. You sit, you work it through with the community bank. And most of the time, they had the flexibility to work with you to make it work, to make your dream come true, or help you make your dream come true. So now you've got all these regulations that have been put in the banks. The big banks can carry those regulations. They can, in most cases, look at Wells Fargo. They're still here, carrying all those fines for over those years. But a little bank could never do that. It would be too hard for them. Now, Mike Pence said the First Republican collapse is the second biggest ever in history. It's a third bank failure in as many months, and it's a testament to the failed economic policies of the Biden administration. He said that's why we need change. You can't borrow and spend and bail your way out to grow the economy. Think about it, people. Think about what's going on across the planet right now. The big boy in the room, which was the American dollar, is no longer, I'm not so sure it's even in the room anymore. Now who's the king player? Who's the kingmaker, if you would? It's China. People are now trading, you know, in Chinese dollars before they're trading in American dollars across the world, across the globe. It used to be when you were buying a barrel of oil and you were from, I don't know, Italy, you were buying a barrel of oil from the Saudis, you didn't pay for it in lira. You paid for it in American dollars. I think, and I don't know, I'm not the expert, I'll have the expert on in a few minutes, but my mindset says across the only kind of saving grace at a minimal amount is that you can go anywhere on the planet. You can leave, again, go to Italy, because that's where I want to go eventually. Anyway, you go to Italy, you're sitting in a little cafe, you have a better chance of passing off an American dollar than you do a Chinese dollar. You see where I'm going with this? But really, where it counts, where the economy is headed, we need to be the leader. We need to be the dollar they're trading with. At least that's what I believe. And then coming up, you know, we're looking at digital currency. Scared the bejesus out of me. Because I know what goes on computers. I know what that means. But I know somebody who knows what it means more than I do. We'll have that person on in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what we want. We want you to be part of the solution, okay? And the way you do that is you get informed. And I say this all the time. And I know some of you are tired of hearing it. But the reality is, with the emails you're sending me, you know, I mean, I can see that you still, at times, don't get it. Just like the conversation we had in the last hour about freedom of speech. You either believe in freedom of speech or you don't. And you need to find out what the law is, what the rules are, so you actually know what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And that's why I say to you, I bring on the experts. Arif Halaby joins me. He's dedicated his life to protecting people. He transitioned from nearly 11 years of service with the LAPD. Boy, did you get out in time, helping people, you know, protecting people, and now he's protecting their hard-earned assets through his financial services and insurance companies. I want to thank
you. You know, Joe, you kind of slow down and you pause between you transitioned between the LAPD. And, you know, now the word transition, I don't know, it can mean a lot of things.
I
was a little scared. I was like, I
want to be as inclusive as humanly possible on this show.
I don't.
So
I figure the more people you offend, it probably means you're standing up for what's right.
And as you know, I'm...
I know. Listen, and they always say courage. Right, courage doesn't cost anything. Then it's not really courage, right? I mean, you have to have something at risk, at least. You don't have to run around being a martyr, but you do have to have something at risk if you're going to stand for something.
Well,
Joe, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. You guys have to understand what's changing with the banking system. It's a movement. If you think back to 1990, 1991, when the collapse came from the savings and loan, right? Lincoln Savings and Loan, Charles Keating, we remember
right.
that name yep. for sure. But there were dozens of savings and loans across the country that closed down and that were shut down and generally bought by other banks. And the banking system was, quote, the banks. And the savings and loan was the mom-and-pop pizza joint. The guy that wanted to add on to his house. It was the person who was doing small businesses and creating a small community. But they knew each other, right? You played baseball, softball league together. Your kids were on the same little league team and on and on.
Yep.
The changes that came from that was the advent of the community bank. Now, it had existed before for quite a long time in many cases. But really, it started taking off after that void of savings and loans. So what we started seeing is small people, small businesses were trying to figure out, how do we operate? Well, savings and loans don't exist anymore, so now it is that community bank. So the community bank starts reaching out and making a difference, except they made some mistakes. One, they decided to go public and become a public corporation. When you do that, you have reporting requirements. Now, the good news is you also have auditing requirements. The bad news is the ability to watch and have to create profit and wealth and create success, financially speaking, there's a pressure. So here's what took place. This is the bottom line and why First Republic and SVB Bank and other banks collapsed. Here's the difference. When you take a short-term obligation and you have a long-term asset, so I'll give you a good example. They have short-term loans. These loans are due at any day now, except I've married it with a long-term debt, where in order to get out of that debt, there's a penalty. Because imagine you have a five-year CD, and this five-year CD, you can't get out of it because you're going to pay a penalty. But you have to pay next month's mortgage payment. Well, that's the problem. You're like, but where am I going to come up with the money at? People aren't paying their bills. I'm not getting a paycheck anymore. I got to come up with next month's mortgage. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go take my savings that's sitting in that 60-month, the 5-year CD, and I'm going to cash it out. Well, you got to pay a penalty. So they had short-term obligations, and they married it against a long-term asset. Well, you can do that provided the cash flow just keeps coming in and keep coming in. But the moment there's a slowdown, the moment there's a risk or a change, and money isn't coming in the front door to pay, you have to go and tap the asset.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes that obligation, in my example, it's the house payment, is people saying, hi, I want to take my money out. Hi, I want to cash out my money and buy a car. I want to cash out my money and move it to another bank. I want to cash out my money and do something with it. As that starts to happen, banks will, well, these banks said, we need money. We got to give Joe his money. Well, there isn't any more money sitting in the short-term account, so they have to go and cash out that CD. That's the problem. They didn't match it properly. And that is the age-old issue with banks going back to the Roman times. They would make mistakes. You can't be illiquid when you have a short-term responsibility.
You know, the Feds are talking about pumping up the interest rate tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. What is that? How does that fare out for the economy?
Well, banks have always borrowed from each other. That's the main issue. Whenever the Federal Reserve raises rates or lowers rates, The Fed is 12 banks plus a central bank. That central bank says, we have money if you need it, and we're going to give it to you at this low interest rate. So Bank of America says, we don't want you to make a deposit. We don't need your money because the Federal Reserve will give it to us for cheap. So we're going to lower the interest rates, the savings, the checking, so they keep lowering those rates because they don't need money from you. Keep your money. Go do something else with it. We don't want it. Why? Because the Federal Reserve says, we have money. We'll give it to you. But as the Federal Reserve starts raising rates and it's expensive to get it from them, and they now have requirements that's more strict, you can't get money from us just because. You have to have certain rules. So what do? They talk to me and you. They said, hey, we'll give you a 4% for a one-year CD. You go, okay, man, that's brand new. So now they're pulling money out of the system. No longer is it sitting and circulating. No longer are you buying things. And they're pulling it out of the system, trying to reduce inflation, and giving you huge interest rates, but the money is tied up, it's locked up, it's in this institution. And that's their goal, is to try to sweep it off the system. And that will give banks the permission to raise interest rates again. So you're going to see savings, checking, interest rates, money market rates. You're going to see it all go up in the next 48, 24, 48 hours.
Does that drive the economy in a positive light? Or
it depends on who you are. If you are somebody who has an asset, right? Today it pays to be a saver. Where 2 years ago it paid to be a borrower. Like you were a fool if you tried to save money in a bank for a quarter of a percent. But when they were giving me money for free, and they were giving you money for free, right? 2021,
right?
2.5%, 3.5%, 10% down. Give me 10 of them. I'll take them to go, please.
All right. We'll hit more on this inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show. Be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Writers are on strike, and that means you're going to miss new episodes of some of your favorite TV shows.
Late-night talk shows among the first to be impacted by the Writers Guild strike. Hosts Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon, however, both say they stand with the writers.
We have a lot of staff and crew that will be affected by this, you know, but, you know, they got to get a fair deal.
I also feel very strongly that what the writers are asking for is not unreasonable.
The last writer's strike back in 2007 lasted 100 days and cost the entertainment industry billions of dollars. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Surgeon General is bringing attention to what's being called an epidemic of loneliness and isolation. Dr. Vivek Murthy released an advisory Tuesday saying a lack of connection in the U.S. is ramping up the chances for premature death for many Americans. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Or send me an email at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, you know what? I say it, I mean it. Just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I know what I'm doing. Seriously. Let's just be honest about it here, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, in all seriousness, you've got a lot of guys out there with microphones, a lot of guys that talk with authority, but they don't have a clue. They really don't. They sound good, but they don't have a clue. That's why I bring people on here to have a clue. Because the bottom line was I want you to get informed and I want you to get some help. I don't want you to get in more trouble because I've given you, you know, bad information. I love to joke about the fact that, you know, don't take financial information from me. I'll show you my checkbook and you know it won't work. You know what I'm saying? So Arif Halabi joins me. He's dedicated his life to protecting people. He has transitioned from nearly 11 years of service. I could have stopped at 11 years. That would have been even funnier this time. Service with the Los Angeles Police Department. Right. And now he's helping people protect and preserve their hard-earned assets and money with his financial securities company. Now, Arif, you know, I like to say it this way. My listeners, they're the daily Joe. They're the everyday Joe, if you know what I mean, right? They're working. They're working hard. You know, they probably got, like me, a coffee can somewhere buried in the backyard with some cash in it, some under the bed. And, you know, they're always talking about these kind of things that are going on. And you were talking about interest rates raising, and I already had a couple of questions and comments. You know, if they're going to even give you, if they're going to give you more money in a CD, in your savings and whatever, doesn't that mean they're going to have to pump up the interest rates for loans that they're making from that same exact bank?
Yeah, you're going to see the same thing happen across the board with credit cards. If there's any place they can move loans, so variable interest rates, rate loans, you're going to start to see that moved up. You're going to start to see credit card interest rates that are variable, that are flexible. We're going to see that start rising towards the top. The challenge with all of this is I want you to learn from this. I want us to learn from this. You don't take a short-term benefit that you have and commit to a long-term debt. That's why I'm always concerned about student loan debts, right? Where are you going to be in 25 years? What kind of career are you going to have in 25 years? Nobody knows. It doesn't provide anything for you. Ask people at fast food or coffee shops, right? What is their job compared to what they earn their degree in? So you have to be careful when you go out and sign your name to a student loan debt, because that can be a variable interest rate loan. That can be a loan that's going to be chasing you around for the rest of your life in some cases. In fact, I'll give you a good example. You know, you've heard me say that the IRS is the enforcement agency,
right,
of student loan debt. People forget about that. There's 180,000 Americans currently on Social Security, collecting Social Security, that are having their wages garnished from the IRS for student loan debt.
Wow.
180,000 people that have student loan debt. Now, maybe they were in 2008, maybe they were 50 years old, went back to school to get a master's to try to get a better job or to get a job. Maybe it was somebody trying to get a PhD in their 40s or 50s or 60s. The concept of going back to school is always a great thing, but you should pay for it. It's your job. It's your business. It's your money.
Well, what about grandma, grandpa, or mom who co-signed
that's right.
that loan?
And that's the other part. They are parent plus loans. When you have hundreds of thousands of Americans ultimately on the hook for loans where their Social Security checks are garnished, do you realize if you can't pay your loan, you're probably having some financial issues, which means when they now reduce your Social Security check, how much better does that make it be? Now, ready for this? I met with somebody earlier.
Makes it much easier,
yes,
doesn't it? Yeah, right.
Earlier today, somebody who is a physician that owes the IRS some money. Mix-up. There's been a mix-up with CPAs. They thought they filed. They didn't. They owe the IRS some money. He went to go renew his passport. And the IRS, passport agency says, sorry, we're not going to renew your passport. He said, what are you talking about? Well, because you owe us a certain amount of tax money. Now, you understand that's the same enforcement agency and the same direction that's going to happen when you owe student loan money. When you owe student loan money and you don't pay it back, they take your passport. They take your license. They won't even give him a real ID driver's license, one of those driver's licenses that allows you to board a plane. They won't give him one. So now he's trapped. Now he's a prisoner that has to stay with all intents and purposes without an ankle bracelet, but really can't leave unless he's going to drive. That's important you understand that. Now they're going to grab your digital currency. Now they're going to shut down your bank accounts.
Yeah, I want to hit digital currency a little bit because I think that's a big deal. A lot of people are concerned about it. I don't know if I'm sure in your line of work you've been paying attention. You know, new housing starts have stalled. I've talked to some of the developers you and I both know in our local area, and they have told me they're coming up with whole new plans on how to move these houses, but they've slowed down their building almost by 70%.
Wow.
Because they don't know what's going to happen coming out of the summer. Pre-owned housing is flat, and part of that is because how does a family move into we live in California, so, you know, $500,000 or $600,000 starter home at a 6.5% interest rate.
Yeah, it takes both people to be making $100,000 a year or more just to afford to get into that house. The challenge is not just that, but the Obama, that's Freudian slip. Who do you think's running the show? It's not Biden. The Biden administration has purposely gone in and made it more difficult. In fact, they've made it almost, certainly more expensive. That if you're somebody with good credit, you work hard, you have your jobs, you did all the stuff you're supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
You now have to pay 1% plus higher in costs because you did the right thing. That's a risk that Americans aren't willing to take. This crosses to the next level, Joe, because of this. If you think about the FDIC insurance was in place to protect people with banks.
Right.
And you think about you and I have a situation where we're trying to worry about can we afford our next home or can we sell our home. We start to see that it's regional. There are some states and cities that are doing amazingly well. And there are red states. There are red cities where customers and consumers, if you will, are conservative.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to bring your politics with you from California or San Francisco or Illinois or New York, New Jersey, then just stay home. Because it is impossible for you to be able to recreate the utopia you thought you left, but leave the bad stuff out. It doesn't happen. And you're seeing it over and over again.
I'm not laughing at what you're saying. Yeah. I'm laughing because as you're talking, I'm thinking, first of all, credit card debt is up exponentially. Default on credit cards are up, and they still make a billion dollars, these credit card companies. And Now you're seeing the 80-20 loans. Remember the old 80-20 loans starting to creep in. But go back to your comment about, you know, you see that Biden is pushing this thing where if you got really good credit, you're going to get dinged to help out the people with really bad credit. And one of my comments the other day, let's see if we're on the same page with this, one of my comments the other day was, look, you have a lot of people, that, you know, the average Joe got a good job, putting a few bucks in savings, making their payments every month. They got a 700 FICO score, 720 FICO score, and that person is already just kind of there, living their life. They're going to get dinged. Now, I know, I don't know if you know, but I know some people, a friend of mine who died a couple of years ago, had a lousy credit rating. He was a multimillionaire. He didn't have any real credit cards to speak of, other than like American Express, that kind of stuff. Paid him off every month. And he would get a better rate.
Yeah.
He would get money for the person barely making ends meet. This makes no sense to
me. Well, because of a couple reasons, when your goal is to make a lot of money, that's why they tax it. That's where credit reports matter. That's why credit scores matter. But if your goal is to be wealthy, that's a completely different way of looking at things.
Yep.
Right? To be wealthy is a different avenue. The wealthier you are, the more irrelevant a credit score is, because the loans are given by assets. How much do you owe? What kind of experience do you have handling this much money or this much of an asset? Are you trustworthy in the past when it comes to managing wealth? That is where the loans start to come through. And everybody wants to make money on something, right? It isn't something where we sit around and say, well, the good guy makes money, the bad guy doesn't. Everybody wants to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And so what a bank does is provides the opportunity to get you a little further ahead of the game, but they take the risk.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah. Now, they go after people, they hurt people, there's no question about it. I think you're going to see a change when it comes to building of real estate. I think you're going to see a change because we have big problems coming down. I'll cover in just a minute. We'll get back. Yeah.
We're looking at that at the school board level, too. We know things are changing. What does that mean for us? Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mancini Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, as I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And before you do all of that, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, will get you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. I told you, I got the 2.0 pillows, and I am impressed. They're great. They're much more comfortable than I hope Mike's not listening. They're much more comfortable than the 1.0, you know, the original MyPillow, and my head's definitely a heck of a lot cooler. You know, I got a lot of brain power going on. I get hot at night. And but no, much more comfortable. I hate to say this as a man, but I love the sheets. They just feel so much different than the regular sheets you get. And some of you have said to me, the stuff is so expensive. If you use promo code Joe, are you listening? Do you need you have to use all your fingers and toes? You get 30 to 70% off your purchases. So fill the cart up, use promo code Joe, and see what you're going to pay at the end. Remember, you can always leave at that point. But the big thing behind this is if you buy from Mike, if you buy from MyPillow, Mike supports the same things that you support. He's putting money into the causes that you want to support. You keep people working here in this country. You keep his plants open. I mean, there's so much of a positive side to all of this. And the best part about all of it, I get some of your money, too. I get a few bucks off of every sale, and everybody wins. It's like I hate the term, but it is truly a win-win for everybody all the way around. And isn't that what we want? We want us to win. We want our people to win on a regular basis. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, have you listening in. Eric Hallaby joins me. He's dedicated his life to protecting people. He's transitioned from nearly 11 years of service with the LAPD to helping people protect and preserve their hard-earned assets through his financial services company. And Eric, before we get rolling, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Thank you.
Although, it'd be better if I turned your mic on.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
You can always give us a call at 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-997-3847. It's 888-99-RETIRE. That's our phone number anywhere in the country.
You know, we were talking in the last segment, and this digital money, digital currency,
yeah,
if you would. You know, first of all, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it's a push towards globalism, brings us closer to a quote-unquote true global economy, and it is a way for them to track every 7 cents you spend, is it not?
Yeah, what I'm thinking they're going to do is, look, there's a lot of cash sitting out there, and I think there's a small chance, but there is a chance, but a small chance that what they're going to do is they're going to give you 6 months, maybe a year, to go to your local bank, go to these certain service centers with armed guards out front, and you turn your cash in. And they will load up a debit card. They'll load up your Visa card, MasterCard, whatever it is, Discover. Maybe American Express will get a piece of it. And you're
killing
gonna,
me.
Yeah, and you know, the cash that you have at home or that you keep safe or that's in your pocket, that's going to have to go in, and then eventually it'll be a felony to use cash.
Wow.
I will think that that is the direction the Democrat Party wants to go, very simply. It's the only way to control things. The reason we have an income tax to begin with is because... Well, it's really, really simple, is because they convinced you and me that bartering was going to be wrong and bartering was illegal. So today you can't barter. Now, you can barter at your local farmer's market and on, but try to do that. You have to put it down on your taxes. There's actually a place,
yep,
on your income tax,
yep,
that says what was the value of your barter. So I can't mow your lawn, you cut my hair, right? I give you... lemons, you give me oranges. We're not allowed to do those things. You have to transition them into cash because that's the
you have
unit.
To give them a value and put.
That's
them in
right.
The,
yeah. That unit of value. So my thought is, if they try something like that, it's going to be risky because India and China and the Philippines and Brazil and Hungary, they all have pallets of cash sitting in their vaults. Real physical currency. More
right.
is outside the country than...
So does Iran.
Currently,
right.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. $190
billion.
More is sitting outside of the country than is in the country. And I think what that means is it's going to push people into, I don't want to say a revolt, but I think you got to make a decision. You know, Americans are going to be pushed. Maybe they're okay being pushed that far. Maybe some of them will say, that's enough. We're not going to do it. There are current currencies... Physical currencies. You guys up in Maine know it. The Berkshires. You guys in northern Michigan and the UP. We have stations up there, folks listening up there. You know it in certain parts of Utah and Idaho. There are currencies that are not U.S. dollars. Now, they are tied to the dollar, but it's only because the local banks currently tie them that way. But if you look at a Berkshire, there's a $1 bill or one Berkshire. They don't call it a dollar. They call it a one Berkshire. 5, 10, 20, 50. I don't know if I've seen a 100, but I've seen a 50. And what those are is local currency. So you walk into a store, it says, you know, 5 Berkshires or 5 U.S. dollars. So you can keep your paycheck. Some places are paying that. Some local residents are accepting that in their small businesses and some
right.
regional banks. So you're going to see that. I think there's 20 or 25 currencies in the country that are not the U.S. dollar. Now, I don't know if that paper dollar is going to start shifting away from the cryptocurrency, but I can tell you, you and I and others are going to be a bit suspicious if suddenly somebody can go in and shut down my bank account because I'm a Canadian trucker having a protest, or because Bank of America decides to go after everybody within January 6th headquarter target zone called the Capitol Building.
Well, look at Bitcoin came out with a, you know, an ATM card, if you would, for Bitcoin machines.
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite interesting, that trying to push people to use the Bitcoin in moving forward. But I want to go back to your barter thing, because years ago I belonged to a barter exchange. It was called BXI, Barter Exchange International. They truly were international. They were way ahead of their time, because you actually got a barter exchange checkbook and a barter exchange card. And there was a list of stores, places you could eat. I sent my kids to camp every year. Certain airlines took them. It was great. It was a whole different, but you're right. Then the government really clamped down on barter services.
Yes.
And it didn't drive them out of business, but it made it less attractive, I'll put it that way.
It does. And I think you will see people keep it in a very closed system, right? I will give you wheat if you give me chickens, right? There was a...
Yeah.
There's still going to be some of that in rural America. I just think the federal government is not going to play nice. They're not going to like it because they can't tax it. I don't know if they're going to go down the road of saying you have 6 months or 1 year, no questions asked, turn in your cash, right? As if, you know, try to go deposit $12,000 in cash into the bank. You know, you have to complete the SRI, the suspicious, SAR rather, the suspicious activity report. All those that, you remember, Hunter Biden had a bunch of them and nobody paid any attention to it. They just signed off on it.
Well, I had a buddy of mine who was selling stuff at the, you know, electronic equipment at one of the, you know, like big swap meets and stuff. And he said, you know, he did it every weekend for years. And then one weekend, one Monday or Tuesday, he walks into the bank with all this, you know, boatload of cash.
Yeah.
And the bank whipped out the form and said, if you deposit more than $3,000 today, you got to fill this in.
Wow.
And he decided to take most of the cash home at that point.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's supposed to be $10,000, but the SAR is also active, and people think, oh, I'm going to do 9,500 and 9,500 and 9,500. It isn't withdrawal, by the way, folks. It's the deposits.
Yeah.
Because the withdrawal has an origin. It has a birth. They know where it came from. But did you sell a pickup truck, or are you selling drugs? What did you just sell? Now, all you do, I mean, this is not a difficult thing to do. You walk into the bank. A friend of mine is a regional manager of a very large bank and says, look, don't come in with 11,000 or with 9,000 and 6,000 and 9,000 because that still triggers it. Instead, come in with your $37,000. You sold a Dodge Ram truck, which I think are the best trucks in the world. You know, you sold.
We all have things that we fall short on. Yeah.
You sell your truck and you walk in, and what they're going to say, hey, where'd you get the money? You say, I sold my truck. Okay. So you just tell them the truth. It's like when you try to be sneaky, but you're not really sneaky, but you're trying, right? Don't do that. Just go in. You tell them, hey, this is what happened. It doesn't seem right that they're supposed to be able to ask that question. I mean, I can tell you as a former Los Angeles policeman, it was used a lot to go after drugs. But just like COVID eliminated a lot of rights, the drug war, unbeknownst to most people, eliminated a lot of rights and really went after the good guys, I think, more so than the bad guys, unfortunately.
Well, it's too bad to hear that. It's always that. There's always that line, right? You want to make sure you keep people safe. You want to make sure that, you know, the stop and frisk was a big deal in a lot of cities. But, you know, they were able to prove that the crime rate went down. And why is that an issue? Why is it such an issue to kind of do preventative maintenance when it comes to criminal keeping your neighborhood safe?
Well,
you were there for 11 years.
Well, the stop and frisk was the way that I saved countless communities. I can't tell you how many guns I got off the street, how many bad guys I got off the street, warrants, murder suspects, I mean, on and on. There's something that you can't put your finger on when you're in law enforcement, and it's that instinct, right? Women, you guys have it. It's called women's intuition. Well, police officers have it times 10, because it's 8 hours a day. That's all you're doing, or 10 or 12 hours, and you're so hyper-focused on one thing. And we could drive. I mean, I remember being a 21-year-old kid in the car, and I'd drive down.
You only got about 20 seconds. Yeah. Tell people how to go hold of you. Come on. I got
to tell you. 888-99 retired. That's how you find me.
It ain't that hard, people. And call. Call the expert.
I'll tell you the story next time.
Call the expert. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. All right, people. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. We'll catch you later.